Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Graziella Hall. And we are having a wonderful conversation with Kelly Steinman, who is the Project Independence nurse. And as I said earlier, she's more than a nurse. She's like the daughter some of these people don't have in my mind. We're talking about stuff to health tips or safety tips for the summer. And there's a couple more I want to touch on. Dressing.
Yes.
You know, I know people get hot, so they don't want to wear anything, but at the same time, you shouldn't be going out totally exposed either.
No, you really need to keep yourself covered. You need to keep those sun rays off of you. Loose, light-colored, fitting clothes is really the best that you could do. You know, if you wear a black shirt out in the sun, how much hotter you are,
right,
as opposed to if you have something nice and light, white-colored, light. You'll feel better. Your temperature of your body won't go up as much. And as you get older, you really don't feel that temperature rising until it's a little too late. So that's why we really do encourage you to wear those loose, light-colored fit clothing.
And, which is a big one, hydration.
Yes.
You're forgetting it. You're walking around. You don't feel thirsty.
Mm-mm. And when you do feel thirsty, it's probably too late.
Oh, okay.
It's in the summertime, a lot of people wake up, they have a cup of coffee. Who doesn't?
Right.
As you get older, you drink a little bit more coffee. There's a little bit left in the pot. Let me have a little bit more. When in reality, you really should be having water throughout the day. If you leave a bottle of water out, you're more likely to have it, as opposed to you having to go to your refrigerator and get a cup of water out. My tip for that is to always leave a bottle of water out, even if it's just a cup of water out on your counter. Every time you pass, you have a sip. Before you know it, that cup of water is gone. It's really, it's very, very important. Stay away from carbonated and caffeinated beverages. Those just dehydrate you.
Okay, can we touch carbonated for a second?
Mm-hmm.
That's seltzer, and Poland's, I'm not saying a name, the sparkling waters.
Yeah. Sparkling water is okay, but when I say carbonated, I'm talking more of a soda.
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
that's really, you know, like a dark soda.
Oh, like Coke and Pepsi and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
And a lot of times you go into a party and what do they have? That's the kind of sodas they have and really don't have a sparkling cold water for you.
Right.
They really have a Pepsi, a Coke, something like that. And that has a lot of caffeine in it.
Okay.
Caffeine doesn't allow your cells to absorb the water.
Caffeine doesn't?
No.
So then you're peeing more?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Boy, that's what happens when you drink a lot of coffee.
Yes.
But I thought that was caffeinated. No, the decaf did it. The caffeinated didn't.
No, caffeinated works against your cells. So it doesn't allow your cells to absorb the water. That's why you're peeing. It gets filtered much quicker.
Wow.
That's why, you know, you see a lot of people who are on like a weight loss thing, they have caffeinated pills.
No. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
It helps get rid of all your water. That's really all it does. Yes.
Golden nugget.
Check.
Okay, no, I really had no idea.
Yes.
And I really thought it was the reverse.
No.
Golden nugget we have.
I drink a big glass of water when I get up.
That's good.
You'll
like this. A big glass of water when I get up. I've gotten used to it, and that's what I do every day.
And that's really key. A routine into getting, you know, having a glass of water first thing in the morning is really key. It helps your metabolism. It helps everything. It helps your functions, your body functions. Everything gets started.
But I don't drink enough water throughout the day.
Throughout the day. But you started good.
I started, yes.
Try leaving the cup of water out or carrying a bottle around with you. You'll be surprised.
Yeah, I always have a bottle in the car.
Mm-hmm. You could try.
Actually, it's in the car right now.
No, it should be here.
Well, that's not really helping.
Right.
But, I'm just stuck on this a little bit. So you have no glass of water in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you should have no coffee or coffee after that as well.
No, you can have a cup of coffee.
Oh, okay.
But if you have a cup of coffee and a glass of water, it's like you didn't have anything to drink. Okay. It works against each other. It's just going to flow through your system a little faster. It just doesn't allow your cells to get that water in. So if you're taking the water after that, you're just going to wind up in the bathroom a lot. You really should start your day with a glass of water. Most people don't. Go for something warm. Warm is usually caffeinated. Even like if you're going for a stress test, you ever notice that they say don't even have decaf coffee?
Right.
Because it still has a little bit of caffeine in it. It'll say decaf, but it's underneath the limit that says you can have. So they say decaf, you shouldn't even have it. So just watch it.
Okay.
Just always start your day with a glass of water.
They're not completely decaf because I also noticed.
Yeah.
I don't do it anymore, but if I drink decaf coffee at night or decaf espresso later in the afternoon, it still keeps me up.
Oh, it still bothers you? Okay.
It's not 100% completely caffeine-free.
That's interesting. I didn't know. Okay. So now we're doing the water, and then obviously some sort of a regimen of water throughout, because it's going to, obviously, as the day goes on, you're sweating, you're peeing, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. And if you're outside and you're doing a lot of activity and you're not sweating, That's a clear sign of something is going wrong. So if your body is trying so hard to hold on to the water, it's your body will not allow the sweat to come out. You're behind on your fluids so bad. That's when you can start to have organ failure. That is a clear sign of severe dehydration. I think I have it in here too. That's a heat stroke. That's what can cause that when you're not sweating at all. You're kind of nauseous, you're dizzy. Your best bet is to sit down underneath any kind of shade and call for emergency help. Do not, by any circumstances, get in your car and try to drive anywhere. That's not a good thing. First of all, your car is going to be 110 degrees at least.
Right.
So if you can get somebody that already has an air-conditioned car, that's okay. But your first thing should be is to either get underneath some shade, get somebody to get you underneath shade, drink a little water if you can, and call for emergency help.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that. I had the coffee thing confused, which is important because, I mean, I drink coffee in the morning. Mm-hmm. I usually have two. Oh, no, it's a big thing. Mm-hmm. I don't have to. Like, it's a habit.
I do it, too.
It's a stupid habit.
I'm sorry. I could tell you what to do, but I drink coffee in the morning,
Right.
You know?
I come down and I drink it, and then I have, it's a pod. So I have two pods in one cup. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, which is a tall cup, so it's probably whatever this thing is, 16 ounces. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 16 ounces. And then I do two more. Mm. My wife says, why? Because I'm not drinking the two more. Mm-hmm. But I want a little more, so I make two more, and then I throw it away. Like 20 minutes later,
she goes,
this is every morning.
But yeah, because it's every morning, it's your routine.
Exactly.
But like she said, her routine is to get up and have a glass of water.
Usually it's about 2 hours from the time you get up before I have coffee.
That's good. That's actually good.
It doesn't appeal to me to have coffee at the first thing in the morning.
Right, okay.
And my husband goes downstairs, and the first thing he does is has coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a habit. It really is.
It is a habit.
And I didn't do it until a couple of years ago. I wasn't a coffee drinker. Mm-hmm. You know, then I started and...
But if you put a bottle of water next to your coffee machine and try to drink a bottle of water while your coffee's brewing... You could probably do it. It would just be a routine.
Right.
That would be a struggle. It would be a struggle because you're not used to doing that.
Not everything, you have to get it going as a routine.
Right. I have seniors who don't drink any water. Yeah. They don't drink any water.
Did.
So they basically live on their pot of coffee that they made in the morning. And they drink that, and then they heat it up, and they drink it, and they heat it up again, they drink it again at night.
Yeah.
So they're really not drinking any water. You really need water for all your functions to work properly.
Yeah.
Your kidneys, your liver, you need water. And it doesn't have to be plain water. You could flavor your water. You could put cucumbers in it. You could put fruit in it. That's all fine.
No, just, you say cucumber. It's pretty good cucumber water.
It really is.
I had it a couple of years ago for the first time. I said,
yes.
And then I had cucumber vodka from somebody.
Oh, nice.
That's even better. No.
That's good, too.
No, but it's funny. The cucumber, you know, who would think cucumber in a water?
Right.
Water
at spas. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I love it. My daughter, that's how she drinks her water now,
really?
Too. Yeah, she loves it. Her friends, when they come over, can't you make that water? And I'm like, okay, sure.
Now, I'm going to ask a question. You may not know the answer, and I don't expect
I might not.
Yeah, but it's fine. If you put cucumber in a water, Is that the kind of thing then I can keep adding to that water? Like that's a one-day event?
I would keep that as a one-day event.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah. Honestly, because you know, I'm saying, do I add it for a couple of days, you know, keep the thing going?
Yeah, I'm not really sure 100%, but I wouldn't think that any sort of food beverage, unless it has some sort of alcohol in it, would really be safe.
Right.
Would really be safe.
So you make it in the morning, get rid of it in the afternoon. Okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
Well, it's like fruit salad. They say that if you make fruit salad, you should eat it right then and there and never save it because it ferments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's true, too, because the next day the fruit salad in the bowl, it's mush and it's...
That's good in sangria, though.
This is why Kelly's on. Right.
Kelly.
Throw that into bread.
Right, but that brings up another point. Alcohol also dehydrates you, so seniors really should be careful of how much alcohol they're consuming, which... another trend that actually has been coming from a lot of home visits, I kind of open the refrigerator just to make sure that they have enough food, and I've been kind of seeing a lot of alcoholic beverages in some seniors' homes, and I just have one every day. Well, how much is one? Is it just
a little bit,
or are you having this one? So just it dehydrates you the same as caffeine does, so just be careful with that.
Right, and that's for everybody, young or old, but it's very tricky to sniff. You have, what do you call it, a gin and tonic, and I'm fine. And you have a second gin and tonic, but at a certain age with no water and you're not eating that much, all of a sudden, and that's a diuretic. So you put it all together. And that's a mistake. I'm not saying the person's an alcoholic. That you're not using your brain.
No, we could have a 90-year-old who has a drink every single day, and that's just her routine or his routine. I'm not there to say that that's, you know, she should or he should stop that. I'm just saying that the more alcohol that you do drink, you run into multiple risks. Falling, dehydration.
If you're
on blood thinners and you fall, there's other things that could happen. You know, it's a safety risk.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I mean, it's not that, you know, you're going out. It's a terrible thing just because you're a senior. You're not partying, you know. And so what's the purpose of having two glasses of wine? If you're fine, that's fine. I'm not questioning what anybody does. Everything just becomes common sense.
Yeah, that's just where my education comes into play, and I educate and educate and educate on the risks. And ultimately, it's their choice, and there's not so much we could do there.
Just one last question, actually. 311. Somebody can call 311 and basically ask you that question.
You don't
have to set up appointments. Like, I have a question. Is three alcoholic drinks too much and I'm 90 years old and blah, 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 blah. You'd basically over the phone say that or no, you have to come in?
Well, I could answer them, but is this something... I would ask them more questions about it. So I would kind of go into depth. Is this something that they do every single day? Because if this is something that they've done every single day... then those three drinks really might not be affecting them as they would affect me, who, after my kids, I can't even have one drink anymore. I don't know my name, right?
Okay.
So, you know, as opposed to somebody who's 90 pounds and is not eating, and all of a sudden they find that they're having two or three drinks. So there's a lot more questions.
Okay. But that your job would be to follow up and dig deeper
before you're
saying anything.
I do that with everything.
Perfect. We're out of time. We had two great segments there this morning. Kelly, I want to thank you so much for coming
on. Okay, no problem.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.